Dear Lord, as I step forward here, dear Lord, and deliver what you've placed on my heart, dear Lord, I just ask that you would just hide me behind the cross.
Yes.
Dear Lord, that the words I speak would truly be your words. And dear Lord, that people here would be able to apply it to their hearts. Amen. If you would, turn to 1 Kings 19. I think everybody here is familiar with Elijah, one of the truly great prophets of God. There's several chapters about him and the things he did, the things he accomplished, the Lord accomplished through him.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to focus on just one area here. I'm sure we're all familiar with it, with this part of it. Elijah is just taken on some of the most powerful people in of his time. He's placed the prophets of Baal to the sword. The Lord sent fire from heaven to accept a sacrifice. But through this, he has gotten tired. And this is what I want to talk about tonight. So if I'll start out with chapter 19, verse 1. It says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, Let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father's." He just asked the Lord to take him home.
Yeah.
I would say at this point, Elijah is at probably the lowest point in his entire life.
Go ahead.
I'm sure many of us have been there or close to it a few times in our lives. But as I continue here, as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake, bacon on coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, for the Lord God of hosts and the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth. Stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice.
Amen.
And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord. For the Lord God of hosts, because of the children of Israel, have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain the prophets with a sword. And I only am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest unto Hazael, to the king, to be, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. Like I said, this is only once, maybe half of a chapter here that I'm trying to reach to here. But let me try to break it down a little bit. As I said before, Elijah is just taking on the most powerful people in the land. They're threatening to kill him. Then, because Jezebel said she was going to kill him, he got scared, tired, wore out. So he ran. He quit. He gave up. Mm-hmm. Or he tried to, anyway. He is probably at the lowest point he has ever been in his life.
Sure.
He has even asked God to take his life. You don't get much lower than that. Lord, take me home. Get me out of this. Like I said before, maybe many of you have been there or close to it. Nobody likes me. Nobody cares. I'm all alone. Now, if I would, I'm going to jump down to verse 5 here. And it says, and he lay and slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. The Lord knew that he was tired. He was at the edge of probably physical exhaustion. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. 40 days and 40 nights on a few hours sleep and two meals. This is not the kind of food you get in this world. This is what the Lord gives you when you're with him. He was not only refreshed, but nourished. As I said, the food and water of this world will not sustain you as this did. Amen. But as we go into this, what did Elijah do with it? Did he get up? Did he get up off the ground and get back into the fight? No. He ran again. God did not tell him to go to Horeb. He went there to hide. As it says here in verse 9, and he came thither under the cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? God didn't send him there. Then once again, he makes an excuse. I think we've all been here once or twice with excuses. Why we don't do this for the Lord, or why we don't do that for the Lord.
Go ahead.
I think it's at this time the Lord's saying, okay, I understand where you've been, but now I want to show you who I am. And he was told, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Elijah just got a taste of the strength of the Lord and what he could do. I think myself, the way I took this, he's telling Elijah, you're worried about what Jezebel can do? This is a taste of what I can do. You know, I find myself at this time wondering if Elijah at this point would have turned to the Lord and said, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Wow. I think the story of Elijah would have ended a lot different. I might be wrong, but somehow I don't think so. We have a forgiving God. Strong God.
Amen.
Through him all things are possible. But instead he made more excuses. Same as before. Will we be like Elijah? Letting the actions of one, of another person, take us out of the race?
Good question.
Or will we, when times are tough, lean on Jesus and count on him to get us through? He's shown, this is exactly what he's showing Elijah here. I can take care of this. As I said, he's promised us he will do. Do you believe him? Do you believe today that Jesus can take care of your needs? That through him, you can receive a divine protection that nobody can touch? In Matthew 11:20 and 11, verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," just as he did for Elijah. If giving Elijah a few hours rest and two good meals could run him for 40 days and 40 nights, don't you believe that he can handle your needs? But he not only tells us what to do, he also tells us how to do it. In Matthew 29, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." This is just exactly what he did for Elijah. And if he did it for Elijah, he'll do it for you. You just got to trust him. What does that say? Trust and obey. You should never consider quitting as an option when it comes to doing what God wants from us. And we're all different. One person, you might call to lead a church. The next person, it might be something as simple as running a vacuum cleaner and cleaning the church. And all are just as important as another.
Amen. Amen.
There's not one of us held above another. He never said it would be easy. In fact, he told us that many times it won't be. But he has promised us he would walk through it with us.
Yes, sir.
He will support and strengthen us for it. Do you believe him? How many times have you given him excuses? I'll start reading my Bible tomorrow.
Well.
Wow, that's a big one, huh? I'll get involved in outreach tomorrow. I'll start tithing next week. He is only going to listen to excuses for so long. So I guess in part this message is a bit of a warning. If you want God's blessing in your life to continue, stop making excuses and start doing.
Amen.
Now, making excuses, if you're a child of the living King today, it's not going to affect your salvation. But it will affect your reward.
Amen.
Once you become a child of his, nothing can ever take that away. But as each of us make that decision to accept him and to bring him into our lives, he has something for us to do. It might be something very simple. Or, as I said before, it might be leading a church. I don't know. I have no way of knowing what God has for you in your life. But he does. Have you asked him? Are you close enough to hear that still, small voice when he does answer? Elijah, great man of God. Some say God took him out of the took him out because of what he did in running away. I'm not so sure. I think he took himself out. It was his decisions that did it. How's it going to work with us? And I'm not here pointing fingers at anybody. This speaks to me as much as anybody here. Think about it. Get into Word. See what God has for you. I think we would all be surprised. And then lean on Him. He'll give you the strength. And you listen to that still small voice. He'll tell you how to